Yet he was so patient, and the children just adored him.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the other question, which we can perhaps attempt to answer, is why were not more of these marvelous songs published?
Well, part of it was the very depressed. It was the time of the Depression, so nobody had time. And then it was Hitler, from his 25th year on, where he really emerged, you know?
Yes.
Was Hitler in Germany, which means that no song could be published there, and no songs could be sung there.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, even the Austrian publishers were very, didn't like to publish anything by a person who could not be sold in Germany.
Yes.
Because that was the market. And so it was very, extremely difficult to place something.
Mm-hmm. I see.
It was really quite hopeless. You know, Eric often told me and said that Schubert had difficulty selling his songs, but he got one gulden when he sold it. But Eric got nothing, and he couldn't even place it for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time it was just impossible
to
place.
Once again, he was a victim of unfortunate circumstances.
The circumstances so were certainly very much against him. The Depression was against him,
mm-hmm.
and nothing would go. And then Hitler was a special thing, you know, and that he came so early.
Yes.
For the other composers had already established, they were all the ones that whose names, you know, were about 10 years older and more.
Well, they were all published. And
so they were already published, they were already established. And when they came to America, they had an established name.
Right.
And for Eric, that was very difficult. He was just emerging. And he would have certainly, I think, in the next 10 years in normal times, become famous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. In the year 1924, two new things happen. I understand that he, while still a teenager, produced his first dramatic effort. This is an early opera that I haven't seen.
Yeah, perhaps it was called The Sin, and it was taken from a little Boccaccio story.
Oh.
And it is about a young... How do you call the? They are not knights yet. A page.
Oh,
a
page.
Young page,
yes.
is in love with his lady, and they pray together, and the prayer becomes a love scene.
I see.
And just about the time when Eric entered our circle, he had finished this, and this great love song, in which we end this duet. Was a constant number in his repertoire, which we were treated.
Mm-hmm.
I have somewhere read where I think Oscar Levin said that an evening with Gershwin was a Gershwin evening. Well, it was very similar with Eric. You know, he would begin with other composers and think, and then it would invariably end with himself, and he would play his own composition and we were his audience.
I see. But already we see him attempting the larger dramatic forms that he will undertake very successfully in future years.
Yeah.
And the other thing new in this year is a piece, a suite for piano actually, called Die Heinzelmännchen. This is an early example of instrumental music. Maybe we can talk about it a bit.
Well, unfortunately, I don't know anything about it. And Eric never played it to me or to anyone of us. And it must have been behind him already at the time he entered our circle.
It is interesting that, again, it's an extra musical kind of influence, a programmatic nature.
Yeah.
Perhaps you can mention what a Heinzelmännchen is, because this was...
And Heinzelmännchen is a little
interesting
dwarf.
To me.
they are supposed to be quite helpful to men. Lots of stories in which the tailor has work to finish and he's already so tired and goes to sleep, and the Heinzelmännchen come and they finish it, and in the morning, to his great surprise, everything is done for him.
Mm-hmm.
Or they always perform these impossible tasks for persons that they favor, but sometimes they can be mischievous.
I see.
Like Rumpelstiltskin is such a